Ok, au ciel, la poule, la tu ciel.
Ok, I have some exciting receipts
today. Ok, please.
So sometimes when there's a lot of energy, you experience something, but it's not until the energy's calmed down you can let your brain consciousness follow. Has anyone ever had that? Okay, so have you ever been in Osi and Sifu explains a deep philosophy, and it's kind of like you hypnotize. And you feel the energy, and you try to follow, and you can feel Dharma joy, but if someone said to you afterwards, what was that about? You'd be like, and you can maybe remember the first sentence, this sort of thing. Okay, so this is my experience partly yesterday from just experience and then partly from the philosophy talk, which Tim Peake recorded. So at the start of the OC, Sifu said something to the effect of, if you just empty your illusion eye, ego eye, and follow the philosophy, then that's your path to out of body. There was more details than that, but that's the part I remembered. And I thought, oh, okay. So then I came to OC and started just trying to do my philosophies. Follow the Tongsi Gong, some Chen Kuan, stretching techniques, all that. And I was trying to follow them so much. And then Jonathan was massaging me. And I was trying to get him to help me follow them. So I was like, okay, how am I going to encourage him to do it as the philosophy said? And the only way to do that was to empty anything I was feeling or thinking.
You had to improve it. To massage you in a philosophy way.
Oh, the best technique. The technique I thought was highest. Bring the shoulder down, use earth power for the elbow. And you can't just say, more power, if you don't give instruction how to get more power than that, you know? Well, you can, but it doesn't always help. So I was like, and also to needle, because he's new to needling. Okay, I have to tell him where to do it, how to do it, but not just give instruction and let him copy and paste. Actually, hopefully make his awareness match the skill set, so next time he won't have to go, what should I do? He'll actually go, oh yeah, these are the points I usually go to. And so I stopped. Part of me wanted to say, just do what I want right now, but the other part was like, if you say that, that's not going to happen. You actually have to calculate, try to feel what he's feeling, try to understand what he's not aware of at that point, and then you can from there try and explain what the next step or awareness is. For that period, it's almost like I stopped feeling anything about myself and started really feeling what Jono was trying to calculate and what it must feel like. And then that awareness started to tick over a little bit more through the rest of the OC. Like every time I looked at someone, I was like starting to feel what they were feeling. I'd like almost try and mirror their facial expression or their body language to try and feel what that felt like.
You got to tell people you can write with, bring a word and spot on. Feel the situation, what's going on inside the conscious, that's quite good. Mostly just stuck in your own view of what your own feeling, you're actually not able to feel other. But when you actually start really empty yourself, want to understand them, this power starts up here. They have a name called a sky heart.
Are you going?
Yeah, and then?
Okay. So that all happened kind of when I was feeling it, and I was like, the energy was still quite strong, so I just tried to not put too much mental process into it. And then we did the philosophy class. I couldn't even tell you all the words that came in. But some of the effect of the part that, like, dong, was like, when Sifu said, observing is self, self is observing. Then you really feel just the power of you that's observing is you. And with that feeling, you're not feeling all the blind egos. And with that feeling, if you can look at another consciousness, you can observe another consciousness, you can feel what they're feeling even deeper. So the connection is like coming back to just observing a self-being actually can help you feel all the other life. And when you can feel all the other life, you can see where the cause of their egos are, and then you really have a place to help, like a way to calculate how to get them out of whatever ego they're in. Or anyway, that was it. And then today I was kind of like, oh my god, that's how sky heart happens. So that was my excitement.
Yeah. That is actually great. In the future, you let power grow, you can help more people understand, awaken. So that's why the Heart Sutra starts with observing self-being. Your power is you. Take out power, there's no you. So the power you use is you. They say your power to observe is you, but let you, the true you, observe so many information, and then become polluted by all the information. and confused by those information and start thinking that information what you explain is you. But the information you explain is never you. It's like a movie white screen. And then what the movie keep playing. But that movie can never be left white screen. You understand that? High five. So the white screen show all the different movies playing. So you can explain all the different new movies. But that doesn't change the white screen, the essence. And your fear, your worry, your stress, your tension, almost your birth, death, your suffering, everything is actually just that movie playing, but not on the white screen. So in fact, the essence not even get touched by that illusion. So if the movie play a life or death, white screen didn't have a life or death. So in this lifetime or in your past lifetime or in your future lifetime, whatever you can understand, what you're observing is not you. So that whatever you're observing, of course, have birth and death, have suffering, have joy, have pleasure, have a change. Existing, developing, destroy, disappear. Have all this process changing force. Everything you observe is doing that. But then you start to realize that's not you. And because you know that's not you, then you are not a changing process illusion. Birth and death only exist in a changing process illusion. And true self is not even there. So of course there's no birth, no death. That's why the Heart Sutra teach you all the way to the end. There's a part talk about the essence of Dharma has
no birth and death.
Number two? And number
three?
Yes. That's a white screen. White screen, whatever the movie played, there's something that explode, boom, become dirty. But a white screen haven't get dirty. Whatever you add in more movie, the white screen still don't have anything added in it. And you take out the whole movie, the white screen didn't lose anything. So that's the difference between true essence and the changing illusions. Illusion keep changing, but essence doesn't change. Illusion need essence to make it appear. Without white screen, movie can't appear. But that's just example to talk about life. Then in life, the white screen is equal to what?
Consciousness or awareness ability?
Awareness ability, which is consciousness. And the movie which is playing and changing, which represents what?
Illusion bait.
Which is what?
All
the appearing form. You agree with these two? Up your hand.
I would have said body and surroundings for illusion bait.
Body and surrounding all illusion being. So we are really aware of illusion, but we trapped in this illusion. So how should I teach you? You want to be free, you have to be able to observe in both and not trapped in either one. Then suffering disappear. Of course, if you are in a jail, doesn't matter in here or in there, you are suffering. But you are free to go either way, then you are not suffering. And Bodhisattva can reach that level. They're no more trapped in this temporary illusion body or temporary illusion space. Their consciousness are free. Even you, they say, no fire can burn them, no knife can cut them, no any suffering can into them. Why? Imagine if I push Bodhisattva ability, which I don't have. Like Siddhartha Buddha when he was Bodhisattva one time, and then he was meditation. And then a king brings some beautiful servant which can dance so nicely to a garden, a forest, have a picnic. And then they dance for him and then he tired for sleep. And then the servant, beautiful ladies, the king is for sleep. Let's take a look at the beautiful forest. And then they saw the Siddhartha Buddha, which is Bodhisattva at the time, meditation there. And then they feel his like statue, joy, calm, emptiness, kind. they all right with respect come closer and ask, "Please, we can see you are spiritual, holy consciousness, awakened a spiritual teacher. Could you teach us how we can out of our this severe or illusion temporary suffering life, and like you can reach this freedom, complete joy, complete content?" He teaches them one technique. Do you want to know what technique?
Yes.
Exactly. There are many ways, but it takes a long time, but there's one technique, it's quicker. You just have to 100% joyfully and sincerely to bow to a spiritual teacher and ask them to protect you and guide you to develop your spirits. And then they hear that, say, "Can we bow to you?" They say, "He just smile, as you wish, if that's your will." And then they all bow to him and say, "Please protect us and guide us to develop our spirits." And when they bow, the king came over. And the king came over, see the servant just disappear and not bow to a stranger, so angry. Then just get over and tell the guard and bring the girls away and stop them bowing. And then take a knife out and say, "Who are you, stranger? Come here to, your devil, come here to seduce all my servant and make them believe you a holy person and bow to you." And then he just smiles, no reply to it, just friendly, show friendly smile, nothing. He said, "You don't answer. I will show all this lady, you are not a holy person, you are not a wise conscience, you just have fear like us." Then take a knife and want to cut his arm off. One of the servants come and stop it, and then say, "Please, don't cut it, don't cut him. It's our choice, want to do this. If you want to, if you don't cut him, you can kill me, do whatever you want." I said, "All right, I don't cut him. I will not punish you guys too. If you all say he's a devil, and then you will never bow to him again, you all regret." And she right away kneeled down to say, "No, if I have a choice, with your permission, I actually would happy to bow continually." He said, "You can. If you bow, I will kill you after you bow." She hear that, she smiled, right away bow. She's so happy she can bow again, so she's go back, right away bow. The king gets so angry. "What? She against me and rather die and really just bow again." He grabbed her and said, "I'm not going to kill you first. I'm going to kill him first. Before I kill him, I still want to prove he is not a spiritual holy person. He's just like us. You're wrong." And then she cried and went to stop the king. She said, "Please don't hurt me. You say you're going to kill me after the bow, not hurt him." He said, "Well, I saw you were choose not to bow, but now I will prove you're wrong." And he tell God, grab her and get a knife and just cut his arm off. The Bodhisattva loose arm, still meditation, not even move, and still smiling and joy. He see that he cut arm off, still smiling, he get angry. And then he cut another one. He had no arm, still smiling. And then he said, "Okay, I will take his eyes out." And the girl just cried and said, please, you can take my eyes out. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him anymore." The Bodhisattva say nothing, no arm, and then just, but the girl can do nothing, the king also don't care, just continue and take out his eyes. But he didn't have any suffering, still smile. Then the king start feel, there's now no more people can do that, maybe he is wrong. Then he said, there's one more way to test him. He said, "I'm going to kill a girl now. You think you are holy power, maybe you have power to make yourself not afraid, get cut the arm, dig out the eyes, but how about now, how you can protect the girl? If you are a spiritual person, without arm, without eyes can see, how are you going to protect them?" So he go there and want to cut the girls. The girl said, "Oh, please, that's great, you can come in, you can kill him, just don't continue hurt him." The girl also no fear. And the king really start wonder why the girl would have offered a life and no fear death, not a fear get hurt, and still just begging me not to. And the king look at, you think I'm not going to cut your arm off? I will do the same to you as do to him. He said, that's fine. And then he looked at the girl really joyful to say that. And I said, how could you? Against me, I'm your king. You should only want listen obeys to me, not to a stranger. The girl said to him, he's not a stranger. He is a spiritual person. My lord, my king, you know it too now. You see? All your, how do you call that? Damage or hurting didn't make him have any fear or suffering. Said, you still against me. Who's your king? Said, maybe you're my king, but do you want me to lie to you? I know you're my king, that's why I say it truthfully to you. I will not afraid to die. Why should I not speak directly to you? If I don't respect you, then for my own life safety, I will lie to you. And now I say this because I respect your king, that's why I tell you the truth. You can kill me. I will no fear before, why should I fear? That is the truth. You know it, I know it, he is a spiritual teacher. And I'm happy to bow it. Anyway, he already teach me, this life will die. All this temporary will disappear. If I bow to the spiritual teacher, my spirit will get protected and will get guided into a spiritual journey, no more suffering. And that's what I truly want. Can I do one more bowing before you kill me? And the king looked at her and said, okay, I will kill you. You go ahead, bow. And then she right away do a bowing. And then after that, come to the king, please kill me. So joyfully. And the king didn't want to kill him after that. He get touched. And then he actually go to bow to the stada, which is Bodhisattva said, spiritual wise person, I can feel your both have much stronger heart and truthful. Your joy is truthful and her joy is truthful. I am a king, but I never experienced such a joy from all my life. I don't understand why you get cut out the arm, dig out the eyes. I don't understand why she offered her life and still so joyful. I would like to bow to you to be a student as well. Please teach me to make my heart also understand complete joy. And then he bowed. And the Bodhisattva speak, accept him his bow, say, you were not able to make her have any more suffering as well, because she already complete sincere and want to learn spirits. Her spiritual karma is ready. Say, why? If she is not like you, she don't have this spiritual ability. If I cut her, she surely is suffering. But Bodhisattva said, she didn't have suffering when you tried to scare her, say you're going to kill her. But that's because I didn't cut her. He said, even if you do that, she will not have suffering. King said, why? She doesn't have your power. Bodhisattva said, the same power I use making myself no suffering is the same power I'm going to protect her. Anyone sincerely want my protection, I will be there. And then Bodhisattva shooting energy from me. Show the really Bodhisattva appearance. And then, with all perfect body, hand all grow back, eyes all back, and shooting light, protect her, make her all the body too, and become a spiritual conscious. Say, one day, if your heart 100% sincere like her, you will out of suffering, out of reincarnation. And then he took her out, both out of body. And then the king after that, with all the soldiers, saw the miracle, bow sincerely, and become a very good king. So, an incredible sincere bowing will make you get unlimited force or awakened consciousness, surely protect you. A lot of time, our power is too little. Our spiritual development is too beginning. But their power is complete and unlimited. So which one you think is a stronger going to protect you? That's why bowing is sometimes the most simple and easier system. A lot of times you use your ego, use your own trust, want to get out of your ego. It's like use dirty hand, want to clean your dirty face. That's why sincere bowing is a very simple, amazing system. Last Friday, actually 2 days ago, I asked many students, without me, 100% will truly sincere want to help you to learn Qigong, Tai Chi. Were you able to develop all this ability yourself? If you cannot, up your hand. Everybody put their hand up. Yeah. They know that's just Qigong and Tai Chi. Buddhism, much, much more complicated, much more deep. So, without Buddha, Bodhisattva left those incredible philosophy, we have no chance to understand life. We have no understand possibility, with no chance to even understand we are consciousness. The observing ability is us. We will be lost connected to all this changing power and lost from fear, ego. And that loss will make a loop go deeper and deeper, finally go to a hell direction. And that fear and ego and greed will just make you create a lot of terrible karma. And do you like to have that direction? So without that will then, we have no chance to be awakened at all. So that's how incredible it is. And that's just a wisdom from them, not directly their power to protect your spirit. And when you bow sincerely, they will directly protect your consciousness. That's why bowing with sincere heart is such an incredible spiritual karma creation. You understand that? High five. So every time you bow, that's an amazing chance to create that eternal force connection. Because they always surely want to have every life. There's no doubt about it. And they have power to help every life too. But they don't have ego, will help every life. So if you don't sincerely ask, they will not do it. But if they do it, like they control your life directly. And that's ego. Same. I'm not going to tell. I know Tai Chi helped my leg. Helped me so much. I know all the system I'm doing. Helped me to become magical. Can do all this miracle movement. In fact, with my leg motorcycle, I should sit in the wheelchair and suffering, complaining whole life. But not. I'm still the number one. Feel overcharged, no fear. And but now when I use this power, go to the street, tell everybody, hey, you have to learn this. Look at it, help me. That's ego. That's stupidness. So that's why sincere bowing is double wheel connection as well. They want to help always, but you also have to show you sincerely humble, willing to get help. And we're going to practice observing self-being with sincere bowing today. We're going to just bow 10 times together. Each time you bow, you sincerely, and then observing who is bowing. And this bowing, what kind of power is running there? Is a lot of blindness? Or is full of appreciate heart? And all the philosophy, you really understand that. Even just one sentence, you will appreciate unlimited life already. But now any sentence, your power to aware of it. Don't even mention about Buddhism. Tai Chi, you cannot. Don't want to put out. Today I still try to teach all of how to keep center straightened. But the way he's singing, he keeps straightened, it's totally wrong too. And then I tell Pucha, I put in the WhatsApp. So even laser light, that simple word, you have no clue. And you will still have to again and again to learn and learn. And all these Buddhist and eternal wisdom words, even one sentence you truly understand, your heart will be unlimited joy and you will appreciate unlimited lifetime as well. And the reason if you didn't feel unlimited appreciate and respect because you haven't really understand it. But even so, your heart is still able to feel complete kind, complete care, and joy without any stupidness, without any ego, without personal, and then free without greed. For eternal, it sounds incredible. and you know you can't do it. And you know never see people can do it. And that's why, you know, that wisdom is incredible, eternal. And that's why the power you like to appreciate and to develop. So even just a simple four idea for eternal heart, already unlimited, incredible. So when you bound, you try to aware how this philosophy, Buddhism, they bring such amazing, complete understanding every angle of life in a simple, clear way, and build many, many different system and different philosophy, and help you from different way to connect, boom, and to awaken. So one day you might have chance, well, out of fear, out of suffering, have complete short direction, and just feel life's surely joy. A lot of trouble, but you take a lot of trouble just for, oh, I have an eternal truth, I have an eternal direction, a meaningful life direction. All this trouble is not a problem. It's a test. It's Mardi Dur. I'm going to absorb it and become a lotto. You are less self-sure because you already absorb all this wisdom, become the lotto system yourself. And then life is always incredible. And to become that system without the wisdom is not possible. And that's why the appreciation naturally will be there. Do you feel your appreciation of learning Buddhism? Show me one example with your meditation work. With your moving meditation, Dong Chan. We're going to practice observing self-being, moving meditation, sincere bowing, incredible spiritual karma creation.